If you're trying to start or grow an online business this year, I really can't say enough positive things about the power of community for building a truly engaged audience. An audience that signs up to hear what you have to say, that sticks around for the long haul because they found a home in the digital world, filled with like-minded peers who are experiencing the same things and share the same dreams and desires. You probably know that I'm obsessed with SEO for creating content that initially gets you discovered online. But the game does not stop there. Getting your content in front of your ideal audience is just step one of building a strong online business. To really grow a brand with strong legs and long-term staying power, you've got to offer something to visitors to get them to want to stick around, to intentionally seek you out, and specifically return to your website and your brand again and again. And I believe that building community is one incredible way to do just that. By offering your ideal audience a place to get together and communicate with both you and each other, your brand becomes synonymous with their happy place on the internet. It's one significant way you can get people intentionally typing your brand name into Google to find your content and your community. And having a lot of branded searches is very likely to help boost your overall brand visibility in Google as well, especially in this age of AI, where we need to go above and beyond just regurgitating information that people can already get on 1,000 other websites or via ChatGPT. In my opinion, it's more important than ever to humanize the online experience. How can you offer connection and peer-to-peer engagement? Because that is definitely something that LLMs cannot match. And as you may have guessed, one of my favorite ways to build a community online is with a Facebook group. I've been running my private Facebook group, the Unconventional RD Community on Facebook, since 2017. So at the time I am recording this video, it's almost exactly 7 years old. The group currently has over 15,000 people in it, which still absolutely blows my mind. And in case you're thinking, man, aren't Facebook groups dead? No, the good ones are definitely not. In fact, each month, hundreds of new people request to join my group, and nearly 50% of those who request to join also voluntarily opt into my email list, making my Facebook group one of the absolute best ways that I've grown my email list over the years. The people who join my email list via my Facebook group also tend to stick around. In fact, 64% of the people who are currently subscribed on my email list are also members of my Facebook group. That's a pretty impressive stat. Organic engagement in the group is high as well. In the last 60 days, 76% of people in the group have seen or interacted with at least one post. And on any given day, an average of 4,000 to 6,000 people are actively engaged in the group. So roughly one-third of the members see something from the group on any given day. I mean, compare that to the reach that we often see on social media, and that number really stands out. And honestly, I'm not doing as much as I could to keep that number high. Right now, that engagement metric is being 100% fueled by the Facebook algorithm alone. In the past, I used to send out weekly email roundups with links to the best discussions happening in the group. And when I did that, engagement in the group was over 90% on a 30-day rolling basis. That is incredible. And that's 100% organic. I am not paying for any of this. This is happening by virtue of having a great engaged community. It's all free organic reach through Facebook. Think about what that could do for your brand if you created something similar. So, long story short, yes, Facebook groups are still an incredible way to get in front of your audience and have great reach and engagement without paying for ads. So, anyway, my intention with this video is to give you an overview of how Facebook groups work and some quick tips on how you could get started running one in your business this year. I'll be covering what Facebook groups are and how they're different from personal Facebook profiles or business pages, as well as 10 potential benefits of running a Facebook group for your brand. So let's start out with, what are Facebook groups and how are they different from a personal Facebook profile or a Facebook business page? Basically, if you're on Facebook, there's four things you can do. Number one, You can just have your personal profile, where you friend people, you post stuff on your timeline. It's all personal stuff. It's not used for business. I would say that's what the majority of people on Facebook are doing. They're not running a business through Facebook. They're just there to connect with their friends. The second option, you can convert your personal profile into a creator account by turning on professional mode. This allows you to post about your business on your personal account without creating an official business page for your brand. This type of account is most often used by influencers who work under their personal name and do not have a desire to separate out their personal profile from their business postings. They have no plans to run ads on Facebook. They don't foresee needing to add anyone else like an assistant to their account in the future. If that's you, perhaps the professional mode with your personal profile would work just fine. The third option, if you're ready to step it up and run a true business online, you can create a business page, where you basically hang your shingle and represent yourself and your business on Facebook. So that would be where you have all the information about your business, your services, your products, your website, your business hours, maybe some reviews from people who have worked with you, etc. You can also post things on your page for the general public and your followers to see. And technically, people can also post things on your page, but it's not very interactive, and if you desire to have deeper connections with your followers, a group is a far better option. Another way to use Facebook pages is to create a page that's not technically named after your business, but that represents the interests of your audience. So for example, if you are a dietitian that specializes in the low FODMAP diet, you could create a page on the topic of low FODMAP living and attract an audience interested in that general topic, rather than only having a page based around your business name and requiring that people kind of already know your brand in order to search for you and find you. It's become a very popular tactic to have not only a business page to represent your brand, but also a business page to represent the topic area that you want to attract. This tactic tends to work well to attract a larger audience since the name of the page is highly searchable and does really well for attracting people interested in the specific topic you focus on, even if your business name doesn't necessarily reflect what you're an expert in. You can still share links to your blog content on that page and drive a good amount of clicks to your website, leading to a decent chunk of display ad revenue if that is a way that you monetize. In fact, this tactic has become increasingly popular over the last 6 months as Google ranking volatility for niche site owners has increased. Thankfully, as dietitians and legit wellness professionals, we are less likely to be dumped into the niche site owner bucket of people who are just creating low quality websites around topics they don't have a lot of experience, education, or authority in. But that type of site is something that Google's been targeting lately. So a lot of those people have been jumping over to the Facebook bandwagon and have been creating interest-based pages to attract their audience on Facebook and drive traffic to their websites. And these two strategies, as I said, are not mutually exclusive. You can run both a page that represents your business and a page that represents your niche expertise at large. And that way, you have double the chances of reaching and attracting your ideal audience. And of course, the fourth option is to create a Facebook group for your audience. Facebook groups are basically forums on Facebook where people can go to have discussions around certain topics. And anybody can start a Facebook group. It's 100% free, and Facebook has been prioritizing group content inside people's feeds pretty hard over the last few years. And the more someone hangs out in your group, or the more recently that they joined, the more often that content from your group will show up in their feed. So as a business owner, you can start a group and cultivate a community of people around whatever topic you consider yourself to be an expert in. When you go to set up a group, you can decide if you want it to be a public group or a private group. A public group means that anyone can see the group's content, even if they are not technically a member of the group. And if they want to join, they can join your group and participate in the conversation without an admin having to approve anything. It's just wide open. Anyone can pop in and leave a post or start a discussion if it's a public group, and everyone can see it. That can be a risky move because fake profiles or spammers can join and participate with not a great level of quality control. And that can become an issue and maybe bring down the vibe of your group or the quality of your group, and perhaps turn people off from participating as much as they might have if it was better admined. Private groups, on the other hand, have one or more admins who are in charge of the group and will manually review all requests to join the group. This keeps the quality of the group really high because you're vetting people before they're allowed in. And in addition to setting the privacy options, you also have two visibility options that you can set. The first one is visible, meaning anyone can find the group if they search for it. And the second one is hidden, meaning it will not show up in the search results, and only members can find the group. My group, the Unconventional RD Community on Facebook, is private, meaning that people must request to join and I have to approve them, but it's visible, so anyone can find it and request to join. That's the setup that I would recommend for most business owners who want to start a high-value, semi-private community for their audience. So what are some of the common ways that businesses can use groups? And how does it benefit your brand's longevity and bottom line? I would say one of the most common reasons to start a Facebook group as a business owner is to build a community space around your brand. So like my group, the Unconventional RD Community on Facebook, it has over 15,000 members at this point, and it's a space for people who follow my brand and are interested in the digital marketing topics that I discuss. So SEO, passive and alternative income, entrepreneurship, online business, etc. It is not exclusive to dietitians, but since I am a dietitian, it happens to be mostly filled with dietitians, students, interns, and other types of food and wellness professionals. It's a space where I can offer value and start engaging conversations with my community. It also helps me establish my authority by providing truly helpful answers to people's questions and helps me keep my finger on the pulse of what's going on with the people I serve today. I can see in real time what questions people are having, what struggles they're commonly going through, and other threads that seem to pop up again and again. What I particularly love about groups versus a Facebook page or an Instagram page is that the focus is on discussions and asking and answering questions. It's not just about pushing out posts or content at people. And if you do it right, people can get value and support and perspectives from each other, not just you. So there becomes a whole nother layer of support and interactivity in the community that doesn't really exist on other social platforms. If I had to do it all over from the beginning, I probably would actually not name my Facebook group solely after my brand name, because that requires people to already know about my brand in order to find me. The only way they will probably come across my group is if they are specifically searching for my brand name, if it comes up as a recommendation by Facebook, because perhaps a lot of other people like them are already in the group, or a friend or a peer refers them, or they stumble upon my content elsewhere on the internet, like my blog, my YouTube channel, or my podcast, and they hear me chat about the group, and they get curious, and they either click the link to check it out, or they manually search for it on Facebook. But they're not going to find my group if they're searching for things that I'm an expert in, like SEO, blogging, email marketing, sales funnels, etc., because I didn't include any of those words in the group name. So if you're starting from scratch today, I would recommend including topically relevant keywords in your group name so that people who are searching for groups related to the topic you're an expert in will find you when they search for those topics on Facebook. For example, if you specialize in nutrition for marathon runners, and your business name is your last name nutrition, like Jolson Nutrition LLC or something, you would be much better off calling the group Nutrition for Marathon Runners rather than Jolson Nutrition Community. I hope that makes sense. Or if you really want the best of both worlds, searchability and brand recognition, you could do a combo name like Nutrition for Marathon Runners with Jolson Nutrition, or the reverse, Jolson Nutrition, parentheses, Nutrition for Marathon Runners. This is yet another example of how creating searchable content is so important for growing your brand. I mean, I wish I knew about SEO back in 2017 when I started. So what are some of the ways that running a Facebook group can boost your business, boost your branding, and boost your bottom line? Let's go over my top 10 reasons why Facebook groups are beneficial for online business owners in the current online landscape. Number one, your brand becomes synonymous with community. Have you ever heard the saying, people come for the content, but they stay for the community? That's a phrase that often gets thrown around in the context of membership sites or online programs that contain a community element. But the same is true for free public communities as well. As you might have started to notice, generic informational content is starting to become a commodity. If you cannot distinguish your content from the deluge of similar blog posts or social posts or videos already out there on the internet, or you cannot distinguish them from the type of content that AI tools like ChatGPT can provide for people, then are you truly giving value? Are you truly making the internet a better place with what you're creating? Are you truly serving people in a unique, high-value, human way that only you can offer? Differentiation, specialization, personalization, and detailed, actionable, truly helpful content that is steeped with firsthand experience and knowledge is what's going to rise above the torrent of AI-generated content that is already starting to flood the internet. By creating and hosting a community of people interested in the subject area that you are an authority on, you are putting one additional differentiator in place that can help buffer you against the threat of AI content, or what I call samesies content that is all over the internet. If you can start, grow, and foster an engaged community that has high-value, private, personal, firsthand experience and conversations around a specific topic, that is a highly unique and valuable experience that AI and copycat content creators cannot replicate. If you can build a community that people genuinely love, actively seek out, and return to again and again, and that community is led by you and your brand, then wow, that is a huge, huge step toward building a true online brand. Community and true connection to your people can transform your business from just another source of information to a human-to-human connection. Community paired with true, valuable, and engaging content created for those community members can foster truly engaged and invested followers that love your brand and what you have to offer, that seek you out and follow you on all platforms that you're creating on, that will join your email list and intentionally consume the content you create. These followers will probably have a high likelihood of buying from you at some point, and they will continue to follow you no matter what pivots or changes you make in your business going forward. I can't speak highly enough about the positive transformational impact that running a Facebook group had on my brand, The Unconventional RD, as well. I do not think I would have the business that I have today had I not started with my Facebook group. Benefit number two, it's a way to go from just running a blog to running a true brand. If you currently run a blog and have been primarily focused on creating SEO-optimized content that gets people to discover you via Google, you may find that you're getting a lot of traffic each month, but that you don't have a strong connection to your people or a place to have active discussions with them. Creating and promoting a free Facebook group on your blog and to your email list is a wonderful way to directly connect with your audience in a group setting and have authentic conversations with them. In fact, this is what I do with the Unconventional RD brand. I have a call to action to join the free Facebook group on my homepage and on my About page, and I am constantly referencing it within my blog posts, podcast episodes, and YouTube videos. And as I've been reaching more and more people organically through my SEO-optimized blog posts and videos, more and more people have been specifically joining the Facebook group after finding my content through Google searches or YouTube searches. It's another way to cross-pollinate your efforts and expand your reach and connection with people across multiple platforms. Plus, by hosting a community of your ideal readers and customers, you get a bird's-eye, real-time view of the conversations, dreams and aspirations, fears, doubts, and struggles that they are currently experiencing. And this is truly a goldmine for both content and product creation. You can see in people's own words how they are describing the frustrations they're having and the dreams that they aspire to. You can then find the most common threads and the biggest trouble spots your people are having and create both free content and paid products or services in real time to help them. This will give you a huge edge over other content creators who solely rely on keyword research tools to create content. You have your finger on the pulse of what's happening in your industry every single day. And the fact is, it takes time for keyword research tools to pick up new keywords and trending topics. And if your niche is small, they may never pick up on these smaller niche questions that you know your audience is having, but they just aren't searching for at a large enough volume for these tools to track. So if you can get ahead and write about something before anyone else does, or write about something that doesn't show in these keyword research tools, but that you are seeing with your own two eyes being asked again and again by your community, you are more likely to rank well and stand out amongst a smaller pool of people publishing on those topics. Another benefit is that you can then keep these evergreen pieces of high-value content in your back pocket and share links to them whenever you see these same questions come up again and again in your group. That way, you don't have to repeat yourself over and over every day inside the group. You create the content on your website or YouTube channel or wherever you're currently growing your audience, and then share links to that content whenever these questions come up again and again. This highly personalized type of content also tends to connect extremely well when sent out to your email list. And just FYI, not everything you create needs to be a long-form piece of content. You can also take these ideas and these themes that you're seeing come up in your community and repurpose them into tips that you're sending out just via email, stories that you're sharing with your community, or social media posts. And even better, you can mirror the language that your people are using to describe themselves in your sales copy, which will help them feel seen, heard, and truly understood by you, most likely leading to much better conversions. Creating content and products that truly meet the needs of your audience is one of the keys that will help you transform from just a content website to a truly helpful online business and brand that sells products or services and makes an impact. As you've probably heard me say over the last year or so, I personally believe that putting all of your eggs in the display ad, affiliate link, sponsored content basket is extremely risky in today's day and age. The truth is, you don't have direct control over those income streams. They are dependent on the advertising budgets of other businesses, which is in turn impacted by things like the economy, what's happening in the AI world, etc. There's lots of external factors that are outside of your control. Instead, if you can create and sell your own offers directly to the audience that you're building, you always have full control over what you're offering and when. You can pivot on a dime based on current market conditions and be extremely resilient in the online space. Sure, don't write off ad revenue, affiliate income, or brand work. These can certainly be very lucrative, but I would highly encourage you to also explore directly creating and selling your own offers to your audience and consider these other income streams as icing on the cake. Benefit number three, Facebook groups can help you grow your email list. And there are a few key ways you can do this. First up, ask people to leave their email address when they request to join your Facebook group. As the group admin, you have the opportunity to ask people up to three questions when they request to join the group. And one of those questions can be reserved for asking people to leave their email address if they want to join your newsletter and receive emails about whatever you're an expert in. And you can incentivize the sign up by saying, hey, if you join my newsletter, I will also send you this bonus blah, blah, blah as a special thank you. And that could be something like a cheat sheet, a PDF, a video, whatever you think your audience would find valuable. And you might be surprised at how many people take you up on this if you position your emails as highly valuable and exclusive. The second way you can grow your list with a Facebook group is once people are in your group, you can consistently share any new lead magnets, webinars, things like that, that you've created that require signing up to your email list to access. If you understand your audience well and are genuinely creating content that interests them, then you will get new email subscribers every time you share a lead magnet that your audience can't resist. And the third way that you can leverage your Facebook group to grow your list is if you send out a regular newsletter to your email list, you can post teasers hinting at the great tips that you'll be sharing in the next edition of your newsletter or the next email that you're sending out, so that people feel excited to join and receive that information. This strategy is currently extremely popular on Twitter, or X, but totally translates over to Facebook groups as well. But the bottom line here is don't slack on reminding people in your group about your valuable lead magnets and newsletter content. We all know that no matter where you are growing your audience online, it is essential to grow your email list at the same time. It's the only way you will have a direct one-to-one connection to the people in your audience that is not primarily reliant on algorithms to be seen. Perk number four is that Facebook groups can help you get more traffic to your content. If you publish a lot of long-form content online, on your website, YouTube channel, or podcast, then you can often get nice pops of traffic when you share your new content inside your group. I will say, though, that the Facebook algorithm gives significantly less reach to posts that include links, so it's probably not going to compare to the amount of traffic you'd get from sending a post like that out to your email list, but anywhere that we can reach our audience helps, right? My favorite way of sharing my evergreen content in my Facebook group is not actually just sharing the latest posts in the group, but rather sharing my content in the comments of the questions that people are asking as a helpful response to whatever they need. Like if someone has a basic question like, what is SEO? I can share my SEO for Dietitians blog post or YouTube video or podcast episode for people to check out for an overview. Similarly, I have lots of other content that answers my audience's most common questions, like how to find a niche, how to start a website, etc. By slowly building a database of answers to my audience's biggest questions, it not only improves my organic reach by allowing that content to get discovered by new people via search engines, but it also gives me an evergreen bank of content to share with my audience on social media, in my Facebook group, and to my email list to genuinely help them establish myself as a helpful authority in this space and build genuine trust that will lead to better sales in the future when you sell something to your audience. Benefit number 5 is that giving an option of semi-private support can be a strong differentiator for your brand. It's one thing to invite people to passively follow you on social media, but it's another to offer an exclusive space to connect with you and other people within your niche. The cool thing about private Facebook groups is that the conversations are semi-private, meaning if someone joins your group and posts something inside, that post will only be seen by other members within the group, not by their friends and family on Facebook who are not members of that group. This is great for people who want a safe space to discuss something without their entire friends and family seeing the content and the conversation. Many groups also allow anonymous posting, which can help people open up about their experiences even more without fear of judgment. And if you share on your public channels little tidbits of the types of conversations that happen inside the private group and highlight the exclusive value that you are providing only inside that group, that can be an enticing way to get people to join the group and check it out. And once people are in your group, then it's your job to wow them with the quality of the community to get them to stay. Benefit number 6. Facebook groups can help you become a known name within your space. By hosting the go-to community for XYZ topic that you specialize in, your name and brand will come up organically when people have conversations within your niche. This will likely lead to more and more people actively searching for your name and your brand name on search engines, which improves your branding and makes you look way more legit in the eyes of Google. AKA, it's another way to show that you are not just a low-level content site churning out content on the exact same keywords that everyone else is chasing, but rather that you are a genuinely helpful space that people are actively looking for and seeking out. And that is critically important in today's day and age with Google and content creation. So if you currently feel on the inside that your brand and your website is sort of just ho-hum, it's just kind of another rehash of the same types of content that other sites in your space are putting out, I would highly suggest considering starting a Facebook group to provide more genuine value and connection to your audience and help you get the insights that will set you apart from everyone else in your space. Benefit number 7, Facebook groups can help you get referrals out the wazoo. Yes, a nice side effect of running a genuinely helpful community is that people start to talk about it and refer people to you and to your group via word of mouth. I actually think I get roughly the same or maybe even more people joining the group from word of mouth referrals than I do from my own marketing at this point. One of the questions that I ask people when they request to join the group is where they heard about us, and I keep track of all of this data, so I have a good sense of where my visibility is currently coming from. Funnily enough, Reddit is currently one of the top ways that people are finding my group. And that's because occasionally, when people ask about unconventional careers in dietetics on Reddit, people recommend joining my group to learn more. And no, I'm not a member of the dietetics subreddit, so I don't post about my own group in there. This is 100% organic, other people suggesting it because they've had a good experience inside the group. And since recently Reddit has gotten a huge surge in search rankings from Google, those posts within the dietetics subreddit are now ranking well in the Google search results. And so more people are finding that specific recommendation to join my group when they search for questions on Google. So that's pretty cool. I also have a hunch that getting branded mentions inside forums like Reddit is another good signal to Google that you have a genuinely helpful brand as well. And at some point, if you run a helpful community for long enough, even if you step away from promoting yourself, people will still be coming your way, requesting to join the group and adding themselves to your email list, learning from you, signing up for your paid offers, all thanks to that powerful word of mouth. It's pretty awesome. Benefit number 8 is that you can connect and network to grow your reach and influence even more. When you run a prominent group in your niche, it establishes you as a thought leader and an authority in your space. This makes it way easier to organically connect with other leaders in your space as well, especially if you want to start dabbling in things like interviews, cross promotions, and other mutually beneficial activities with other authorities in your niche. Your group becomes a huge asset to your brand, your business, and your overall authority. Benefit number 9 is that you can monetize a Facebook group directly, indirectly, and passively. So in case you are worried that you will spend a ton of time admining a Facebook group, but it won't actually help your business's bottom line, don't worry, you can definitely make money from your Facebook group in several different ways. The most obvious way is simply promoting your offers to the members in your group. And yes, this is better than nothing, but I've found that the Facebook algorithm doesn't love to show promotional posts. So you might end up a little disappointed in the reach that those types of posts get. You don't have control over which posts within your group the algorithm is going to show to people, and that can be frustrating. Plus, it's hard to sell well in just a one-off post that someone might happen to see when they're scrolling by. It's just a tougher experience than trying to sell through your email list, where you can send out a controlled series of emails that you know people will see in a certain order and build up the excitement and the value around something that you want to get them interested in buying. The better play, in my opinion, is to use your free Facebook group as a lead magnet. Use it to grow your email list, and then focus on doing most of your selling to the people who are on that list. This is what I do in my business. Every time someone joins the group, they're given the opportunity to leave their email address and join my list. Once they're on my list, they start receiving valuable, helpful, and inspirational content from me that eventually leads to a pitch to sign up for one of my paid offers. And that just inherently is a zillion times more effective than just one-off posts in your Facebook group to sell something. So if you have a group and you're getting frustrated that no one purchases from your promo posts in the group, you probably just need to switch up your tactics. Stop relying on one-off self-promo posts and instead take the time to craft a well-thought-out sales sequence that you can send to people via email. Start thinking about your free Facebook group as a place to grow your email list rather than a place to make sales directly, and things will probably start to go a lot more smoothly. There's also a third way that you could monetize your group, and that's via passive income streams like display ads or affiliate links. For example, if you consistently share pieces of content that you've created with people in the group, that will eventually lead to a decent chunk of traffic each month going to your website. And if you happen to have display ads on your website, or you promote certain products or services with affiliate links in your content, then you will earn passive income from people in your group viewing the content and possibly clicking your affiliate links and making purchases. This most likely is not going to be something that brings in a full-time income alone for you, but hey, any additional income and diversification is great. And the last benefit of running a Facebook group is improved advertising abilities through Meta. You can indirectly leverage the audience within your Facebook group to create highly effective advertising campaigns. At this moment, there is no way to create a custom advertising audience on Facebook that specifically targets members of a specific group. But as the admin of the group, you can do some crafty workarounds to get around this. For example, you could record a helpful video that you post on your Facebook page, then share that video into your group as your page. Because while you can't track and target members of a Facebook group alone, you can track and target anyone who follows or engages with your page. So by posting content into the group from your page, you can then include anyone who engages with that content in your advertising audience. This is obviously a lot more advanced and may not be something that you're dabbling in at the moment, but it's something to keep in mind as you consider ways that you eventually might want to grow your business. And if that includes paid ads on Facebook or Instagram, then running a Facebook group and connecting with people on your page through the group can be a way to improve your advertising ROI. So as you can see, there are a lot of benefits of forming a community around your brand. And in my opinion, creating that community on Facebook is a very simple, free way to get started. And I hope this episode inspired you to think about whether starting a Facebook group could be a major asset to your business. I hope you're able to see the potential benefits of how it may fit into your overall business plan and your brand. And of course, if you have any questions after listening about running a Facebook group, head over to my group, the Unconventional RD Community on Facebook. That's a great place to start this discussion if you want to dive into it more. Otherwise, be sure to subscribe to my channel on whatever platform you're listening to this on so that you can be sure to get all of the latest tips that I have for you on SEO and digital marketing. Thanks for hanging out with me today, and I will see you soon.